magic hour, the magic hour, the golden hour, the golden hour. The sun is still in the sky. There's still sun in the sky, but it's not yet nighttime. And you're walking around. It's time to go home, but you're not going home. It's time to get to the show. You're trying to get to the show. You're going to see the documentary, the Sunday String Band Jamboree, but you can't quite bring yourself to go into an establishment. It just doesn't feel right because there's a little sun in the sky, a little sun in the sky. You're walking around Lake Patton. You've gone around three times. You got a broken heart. You're trying to deal with this. And you're just walking around Lake Patton. You're thinking about jumping into Lake Patton. You're thinking about jumping in. You're thinking about just buying a sailboat and sailing away. You're going to buy a sailboat and sail away. You don't do that. Thinking about doing that. You just walk around in that golden hour. That golden hour. There's still light in the sky. This time of year in this part of the planet, the light is in the sky for a long time after it goes down. You just walk around town. People in the bars. People are clinking glasses. People are having martinis. They're drinking Belgian-based Scotch ale. They're sitting out in the sun having these drinks, talking and laughing. But you don't feel part of it. You don't feel like you're part of it at all. You're in your own mind. You're in your own mind. You're in your own time with your own rhythm and your own rhyme. And you cannot fall into any of these parties. You know that if you went in there, you'd run into somebody you know because it is Bellingham after all. Don't you know? You cannot go into the co-op to buy a head of lettuce without running into somebody, and you don't want to run into anybody. You can't run into anybody. You're not walking in. The people who are enjoying the drinks and the bars and the conversation on a Friday, the 1st of July, Friday, Art Walk afternoon, you see this all going on, but you can't get in there. You can't get in. You can't get it going on. You must walk around. You're walking around. You're walking around. You're going down. You're walking down Holly Street down there, what's down there by the marine shop. By the marine shop, you think that's it? I'm just buying a boat. I'm buying a boat. I'm going to make a boat. I'm going to go away. And you're going to have the half-built boats out there in the yard on the left-hand side between the marine shop and the bay. And you think this is what happens. People have broken hearts. They think about buying boats. They go to the marine shop. They buy boat parts. And then they walk across the street to the boat yard and they start building their boat. And there they are, you know. You think, okay. Other people did not just sail away. Other people did not just sail away. Okay. We'll just keep walking. Hey. Keep walking. Nighttime does eventually come. There's still just a glow of blue in the sky. A little glow of blue in the sky. You're walking around. You're over in the Leonard Street now. You're walking your way into the Columbia neighborhood. You're daydreaming of someday owning a house in the Columbia neighborhood. You're thinking maybe you'll have children. Children playing in Elizabeth Park there. You think, what would that be like? And then you keep on walking. You're like, well, more realistically, I'll maybe be able to afford a house in the Woodhood. So you're out there by Cedarwood now. I think this is a little more reasonable. For your lifestyle, you've chosen as a bohemian in Bellingham, showing the young Western students that there's another life towards growing up and working all the time for nothing other than material accumulation. But you realize that's left you with no material accumulation, but a richer life and a broken heart and a dream of a boat and a boatyard. Of half-built boats that reminds you maybe you can pull it together, so you just keep on walking, rolling. And if you haven't lived in Bellingham very long, you might make the mistake thinking, well, if I walk out northwest and I take a right, I should be at Cornwall. I mean, because until you understand that Bellingham is a wagon wheel, you will be lost constantly. Bellingham is a wagon wheel. There's the northwest spoke. There's the Eldridge spoke, there's the Holly spoke, there's the Cornwall spoke, until you understand that you'll be lost, you're walking around to make it back home. You finally make it back home, and you're really glad your roommates are all gone. The roommates are gone, you can just sit there, you don't have to talk. It's not that you're not in the mood to talk to anybody, it's that you're actually incapable of talking to anybody at this point. You're just in your own head, you're in your own mind, your own time, your own rhythm, your own rhyme, you're walking around, you cannot talk to anybody. You put a record on. You put on Yoga Man Burning Band, Beat Me Up. You think that's gonna cheer me up. But you're in a heavy mood because it does not cheer you up. It does not cheer you up. So you have to dig a little deeper in the well. Dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. And that's when you go for the Jordan Rain solo record. It's weird. That works. You listen to that three times in a row. You make a pot of coffee, have a cup of coffee, listen to the Jordan Rain songs. Then you get out that weird Joni Mitchell record from the 80s. You bought it at the garage sale. You figure you gotta listen to it. You gotta listen to it sometime, and now it's time. I mean, it's just like you. Yeah, you love blue, but loving Joni Mitchell blue is like Boundary Bay beer, it just feels so good, and everybody likes that. But to like Joni Mitchell from the 80s, you know? And you're thinking, yeah, I'm gonna become one of those people, like, one of those people that likes the Dylan records from the late 70s exclusively because they've listened to all the other Dylan, so now they just get into late 70s Dylan. Well, I'm gonna do the Joni Mitchell, I'm gonna get into the early 80s Joni Mitchell because nobody else is in that, that's gonna be my thing. I'm gonna listen to Joni Mitchell. Runs with Wolves, Camelopedia. Wild Things Run Fast. You listen to Wild Things Run Fast, and Sex Kills is a track off that album, and it's not working. It's not working at all. So you gotta reach out. You're combing through. You're refusing to digitize. You are not just using a mouse and scrolling. You're actually physically going through boxes of CDs that are breaking your back. Breaking the muscles in your back to the point where you have to have Chinese acupuncture just to survive because you've been moving CDs and LPs and 8-track tapes around so long. And your friend Jeff Buckley, live at Cine. That works really good. You put it on again. There's Covering Van Morrison. You put it on again. He's Covering Van Morrison. Jeff Buckley feels pretty good. You listen to that record and you put it all down in a letter. Your broken heart, you put your broken heart down in a letter. You're saying things that you are afraid you will read. They are too embarrassing, too true, too raw, too through the heart of you. But you have to say them, you have to get them out. You have to lay it down, and then you have to just live with it. You put it all down in a letter. You tell your lover, tell you thinking about her, tell you, see the two of you together, the houses and children, no houses, no children, two of you together, you put it all down in a letter. The paper's out of space, you have to go find another piece of paper. You're refusing to use a new piece of paper, so you go to your recycle bin, you pull out a piece of paper from your recycle bin. The recycle bin is empty, so you go to the cupboard and you use a box of cereal you got at the food bank. So you didn't actually buy that, you are contributing to the destruction of the forest to put paper products around cereal, so you find that and you put it all down in a letter. You wake up, good morning. You have put Jeff Buckley, Sinead on repeat, and you wake up and it's still playing. But the sun is not creeping up, and now you have to make the next decision. Will you put the letter in the mailbox? Maybe not. Put the letter in the mailbox? Maybe not. Put the letter in the mailbox. Pull down the latch? Maybe not. Pull down the latch? Maybe not. Put it in the box, walk away. To go down to the Old Town Cafe. Half beans, half potatoes. Old Town Cafe. You can still eat there for about $6.50. That's including tip, two eggs, two hash browns, two pieces of toast. Yeah, yes, I will eat the 2 pieces of toast. Extra gluten, thank you. I just put a letter in the mailbox. I'm in the mood for some gluten. Do you have any extra gluten you can put in that? I need some gluten. Heavy on the gluten, please. It's taking his turn. I don't know how long it's gonna last, but it's gonna last a little while. I'm sorry, I see it happening. You'll be back in soon. And then protein will be out, you know. Is this meal protein free? I mean, has this plate of food seen some protein though back in the kitchen? Was it in the same kitchen as some protein? No, thank you. Put it all down in a letter. It's a lot better than saying those things. Sometimes you do not need to mail the letter, you just need to put it all down in a letter. You put it all down in a letter, you gotta get it out of yourself, but that does not mean that somebody needs to hear it. You just need to get it down in a letter, you gotta put it all down in a letter.